What's your reaction to today's unemployment figures?
They're really not very good. I'd expected them to be this bad, but they really continue to be bad, and we're going to have, unfortunately, to see figures like this every month for a year or so. These are pretty bad.
You argued in The Guardian against spending cuts and for expanding quantitative easing. Why is that?
My worry is that unemployment is going to rise a lot, especially amongst the young, and we should be doing everything we can to boost the economy and to boost jobs. Voters want jobs, and I think that's really crucial. It seems to me that should be the central focus of policy, and we're seeing jobs disappearing far too fast, and the class of 2009 are struggling to find work.
What do you say to economists such as Nassim Nicholas Taleb, author of The Black Swan, who say that reducing debt should be the policymakers' top priority?
Well, the time to reduce debt is when we're out of the recession. At the moment, we're deep in a recession, and my concern is that you potentially could turn it into a depression. Once we can move into growth, then we can pay debt back. And oftentimes, when growth comes, debt's paid back faster than people think. But we certainly shouldn't condemn a generation to unemployment.
You said that you're struck between the similarities between the patterns of the recession in the United States and that in the UK. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Well, I've spent a lot of time over the last 2 or 3 years looking at what's happened in the US and what's happened in the UK, and there have been significant similarities. The UK really has lagged about 6 months behind the US, and in the US there's been several false dawns, but essentially they're now six quarters into a recession, and very little sign of coming out of it. Employment numbers are still declining fast, with very little light at the end of the tunnel. And I think that's a pretty good comparator for us. Recovery is a long way away.
What are the areas that you think the government could be creating new jobs?
Well, one of the things we need to do especially is to try and help the young. So creating new jobs, I've argued, with wage subsidies to the young, by cutting national insurance for them, but especially by increasing the number of college places, university places, because that's a much better alternative than being unemployed. And when unemployment rises, people apply more to go to college. So it's a really good idea to get people out of the labor market into education. And I've said many times, it's much better to have people in education than on the street.